WW4JET, portable.
JET, KO4HKX.
Patrick, good afternoon. Good to hear you. WW4JET, how you doing? Just walking the dog here on the HT.
I just got off work and I'm heading to Hendersonville now to look at a car.
Needs a car or you looking at an extra car to have around or what's up with that?
Look at it for somebody else.
Okay. Unique situation here. My neighbor actually had a Kia. I want to say it's a 16 Kia. I'm not sure of the year, but they had that big recall with motor problems, and he got the motor replaced for free a couple weeks ago. So might be a good car to look into.
Kia's been having a lot of trouble with engines. Of course, every manufacturer's having engine problems right now.
There's some truth there. Well, I don't know if they fixed the known defect that was causing them their headaches, but he got a brand new engine out of it for free, and some related parts, too.
But the major issue was on that one, I want to say it was something with the crank, but I can't remember. I know when I go into the Kia dealership there in Greer, there was one guy, he'd always had three or four of them swapping engines in them.
I don't know if they were forced into it with the class action or they just held, upheld their warranty. But they went backwards and actually, you know, well past the years, they ended up changing his out. And I think it's crank. I think you're right. It's bearings or something internally.
I'm sure they didn't do it out of the kindness of their heart. That would have cost them a pretty good chunk of money, so they wouldn't have done it without a little bit of arm twisting.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. I was actually looking at it. Get a good price on it. I mean, how are their transmissions? That'd be the only other major real part there. Their tranny's been pretty good.
Didn't see too many of them in for transmission problems, mostly engine problems. But everything's can break. It's man-made. So, I mean, I don't know what to say about that, but it wasn't like they were in there every day for transmission stuff.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. At least if somebody decides to buy this thing from them, they might get a pretty good deal out of it.
And with having a new motor in it, new engine in it, and him having the paperwork, he can ask a premium price for it if it's a good thing.
A few nicks and scratches in it, but nothing, typical of a 9-year-old car, I guess.
So he'd probably get a pretty good penny out of it if he wanted to, or he may just want to get rid of it.
Almost like you were saying, with these engine manufacturers cheaping out and all the problems that they're having with them, almost makes no point in buying new anymore.
Most of them are having problems with them burning oil and causing internal engine problems from the active fuel management, where the direct fuel injection, it's washing the cylinder walls down, and they haven't figured out that technology completely yet.
Now that, of course, it depends on your mileage, but these programs start to look more attractive when they do stuff like that.
I wouldn't want to have to buy a new vehicle right now, that's for sure. The wife and I, we've been looking for her something to drive, and I just been looking for another older model Escape like she had with decent mileage on it, somebody's taking care of. Just more reliable vehicle at this point in time.
2000. That was the last year of the old body style. 2012 Escape with the V6 in it. love that vehicle.
Right now we got a 2010, and I'm going to look at another 2010 tomorrow afternoon. So for my wife. So those were great little vehicles.
Well, it was everything. Too bad it came from up north, because I about 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, I put it up on a lift, and I was looking at the rust. And I said, I guess I need to get rid of this thing now.
When they get that cancer in there and that rot, it's time for them to go.
It was a sad day. WW4GET.
And that one, this one tomorrow, that'll be, I think, the fifth one of those she's had, anywhere from 05 to 2010.
Kind of this way. If they were good enough to be New York City taxi cabs, they might have had something going there, something pretty good going.
After 2012, they went downhill pretty quick. I went to that new body style. I don't know. It just didn't get it right.
I did lease one of those way back in Michigan, a 13, for my wife, because she was low mileage. And it was nice. But, you know, we only had it for 3 years, so you can't tell much sometimes in that time frame.
Well, out of the ones we've had, sold one to my mother-in-law, and she drove it until she died in a car accident. The wife put well over 200,000 miles on every one of the other ones.
I'm sorry to hear that, first of all, but, yeah, we take a risk every day being on the road, no doubt about it.
But, Matthew, I'm starting to lose a repeater, so I'm going to jump out of here. Good to hear you, and I hope you enjoy your walk there with the dog. Kind of cool out here this evening up here anyway. But good to hear you, and hope you have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again between now and then. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Likewise, Merry Christmas to you. If we don't chat, but we might. All right, you take care. Drive careful out there. WW4JET, Portable, listening.